background music of Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And program number 153 in that continuing series. And, always a very much listened to program here on KASM. We're at 15 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, and KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial. We have 58 degrees here in central Minnesota, bright sunshine, a beautiful day in central Minnesota, and we're ready to go. We're going to bring in our guests right now. We have Florian Chmielewski in the studio, as well as his daughter, Patty, and we say good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cy. How are you?
Excellent. Hi. Very good.
I'm Florian, Cy.
There you go, Florian. Yes, I do. And Florian, you're just a youngster. You got just started playing that accordion just a short time ago, right?
Yeah, about, 71 years now I've been playing.
71. Wow, that is awesome.
Last year we celebrated his 70th anniversary playing the accordion.
That's right. We had you guys here and was a great time. And
I know, I told people, I thought if we only had a camera in here so that people could see what we're doing. Last year we were dancing right here in the studio.
Absolutely. You bet. So, Florian, how did you get going on the accordion? How old were you when you started out?
Well, I was 18. I was just in senior in high school in Willow River.
Uh-huh.
And my brother went to Chester, went to Minneapolis, bought himself an accordion, and the landlord said, "Get that noise out of here."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't appreciate it. He said, "You're disturbing all the people." So he said, "Bring it out to..." He brought it out to Sturgeon Lake, and he said, "Say, listen, I don't know, I've got this accordion." And he said, "If you show an interest, I'll be back here in about 60 days and see what you think."
Uh-huh.
Well, 60 days later, he came back, and he said, "How are you doing, Florian?" I said, "Oh, I got a couple of wedding dances booked." He said, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, my neighbor came in. He was a POW, and the war was over, basically. And he said, "I heard you got an accordion, and I want you to play for my wedding." But I said, "Adam, I only know four songs."
Uh-huh.
He said, "That's okay. Just play them over and over." So I did. I played those four songs over and over. The first song for the wedding march. Can I play a little bit?
Yeah,
of it?
Give us a little.
Here's the way the wedding march went. This is the only one of my four songs.
Uh-huh.
It was a shottish.
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking up the aisle on that?
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah.
Johan Posnippon for the wedding march.
Oh, my goodness. And they loved it, huh?
Oh, they loved it, yeah.
What was your second song?
The second song was, everybody loves it. It's the bride dance.
Uh-huh.
My happiness.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Nice.
Uh-huh.
So you were how old? 11 years old? 12 years
18,
old?
18, yeah.
18? That's when you got started.
That's when I got started.
So now, where was home?
Home was Sturgeon Lake, and that's where I live right now.
Still, you haven't wandered. You stayed right there.
I stayed right there in Sturgeon Lake.
He hasn't strayed from Sturgeon Lake.
All right. Made your entire livelihood on music, or did you do something else besides?
No, people keep asking me, "You live in Sturgeon Lake all your life?" And I said, "No, not yet."
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
neat.
And he was a Minnesota State Senator for 26 years.
I knew that, yes.
Yeah, and
10
years he was a county commissioner before
okay.
that.
But made the living on music, or did you farm or do anything else besides?
Oh, I milked those 50 to 75 cows. Oh,
did you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
okay.
mom and pa had 15 kids.
15 of you?
Yeah, but I was right about in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Right about in the middle. And I can remember after I played those four songs for my first wedding, I heard a song on the radio, and I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was trying to remember that so I could have my fifth song for my repertoire.
Okay.
Yeah, so then, anyway, I start playing 3 o'clock. The bedroom door opened up. Here comes Ma. She said, "Florian, what in the world are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, Ma, I'm just trying to add another song here. It's got to..." She said, "Don't you realize the kids got to go to school in the morning. They got to get their rest. Put that thing down and go to bed." Well, anyway, I tell you, I felt so bad. But anyway, I'll tell you what. Just last week, Patty and I She said, well, how did she do that again? Remember that, Betty?
She said, Florian, you're never going to make it to Broadway anyway.
Yeah, that's what she said. You'll never make it to Broadway. And I was thinking to myself, last week, we're coming down here, and in Cambridge, Minnesota, is a big sign. It said, Broadway Avenue.
Oh, you've made it to Broadway.
And I said, Ma, we made it.
Good for you.
I was so proud, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you have a song for us? You want to play, rip one off here for us? We'll come back and visit more with you. But
okay, I'll tell you what. This song here, this is when Patty kicks off her 38th annual International Polka Festival. It's kind of our signature song.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets on the floor, and you tell them, Betty.
Yeah, we get out there, happy hanky. I said, I'm going to give you one of those sigh.
Uh-huh.
It's got all the words right on there, and so we're going to sing it for you right now.
Right, right. Now. Come on and do
the Shimansky twirl. Come on and dance a polka everywhere. Woo! This polka music fills the air. Twirl your hanky round and round to that Shimansky sound. Hey!
Here we go.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Those hankies, here we go.
Do the Shimansky twirl. Grab your hankies, give it a whirl. Twirl your hankies round and round to that happy polka sound. And dance the polka everywhere. This polka music fills the air. Twirl your hankies round and round.
All right. And you call that?
The Shimansky twirl.
Oh, neat. Now, is that an original? That's
no,
one that,
that
you guys...
No, that was original. That was a Little Wally original.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Neat. Well, and in preparation for the big event that's coming up this weekend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you guys are all excited about. Tell us a little bit about it, Patty.
Wow. It is this coming weekend, next weekend, May 20th to the 22nd, the weekend before Memorial Weekend. We've got 10 top bands up from all around. And we also have featuring Molly B all 3 days, which is going to be a great and exciting time. We've got the Alaska Polka Chips, Bill Conker, Eddie Carosa Jr., we've got Craig Ebel and Diversico, Carl and the Country Dutchman, the Singing Sylvains, Spotlight Polka Band, and the Leon Olson Show. All weekend for a great weekend of fun. You know, tickets to that are just $17 on Friday or Saturday, or $15 on Sunday, or you can get a 3-day pass, for $45.
Okay.
And with that ticket, we've included so many other different things. You've got if you don't know how to do that hot polka, we've even got polka hop lessons going on.
Wow.
And that'll be taking place. And then if you're all set and ready to go, you can join the Polka and Waltz Dance Contest on Saturday at 2 p.m. And also we've got new this year is an accordion museum exhibit from the World of Accordion Museum out of Superior, Wisconsin. And they're going to be doing some workshops on memorizing music and bellow repair and all those different kinds of things on accordions. And also, we've got daily door prizes. We even got some from you.
Yes.
From Chasm Radio,
yes,
that we're going to be giving away constantly. We've got lots of door prizes, so that's all included. And, Dad, do you want to talk about Sunday's special? What do we got going on Sunday?
Well, you know, on Sunday at 8:30 in the morning, I got a call one day from Father Frank Perkovich.
I know
from
him.
From Chisholm, Minnesota. And he said, hi, Florian. He said, remember when we had the polka festival at the Iron World in Chisholm, Minnesota?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. And he said, we always had the polka mass. He said, so why don't we have one here for this festival too? And I said, well, Father, that would be fine. I said, but you know, your accordion player had passed away just about 3 months ago.
Oh, really?
So you do not have a band. He said, "Oh, yes, I do, Florian." And I said, "Who?" And he said, "You."
That was it. So that's going to take place at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday at the downtown Hinckley Community Center.
Oh,
so
neat.
So that's going to be a great addition to the event as well.
Sure.
Look at how exciting that is.
Oh, man.
You know, you can get your tickets right there at the box office.
Uh-huh.
So don't need to worry. Just get them right there when you come. Or else, if you want a schedule of the bands and when they're playing, you can call me at 612-597-8116. And I'll be happy to send you out a schedule or go over it with you on the phone, because we're running out of time. Only a few days left.
Absolutely. And you've been doing this for quite a few years now, huh?
Yes. 38. This is our 38th
year
festival. You know, our very first festival, wow, that was way back at the Pine City Polka Fest. And we had the governor there at the time was Rudy Perpich.
Really?
And,
wow.
And we were doing kind of an Olympic,
mimicking the Olympics. Yeah.
And we were handing over the torch to the governor. And unbeknownst to us, the guy that was handing over the torch to the governor is really tall man.
Rudy Perpich.
That's right. And then the guy was handing him the torch, but just a small guy. And as he was leaning over with the torch, oil was dripping on the governor.
Oh.
And we didn't know it. And so when we said, "All right, here we are, the governor," handed him the torch. And I tell you, the governor went up in flames.
He did.
Yeah, all the way from his neck all the way down to
his throat.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, it was something else.
I'll bet. And that's how you kick things off way back then.
That's right. Yeah. But we didn't get in any trouble. His wife called my dad the next day and said, "You know, Florian, hey, no hard feelings. I just want to tell you that Rudy had that powder blue polyester suit that I just told him we had to get rid of for years. And thank you. I can't thank you enough for burning that bugger up.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So now you've evolved all the way to this year. Now, you said you're at Grand Casino. Where do they put you there? Are you in some convention center, auditorium?
Yep. There's a big event center there, and everything takes place in there except outside there. There's going to be where the accordion museum display right out in the corridor, huge corridor. And then our polka lessons are over in the Silver Sevens Lounge. There's just so much activity
going on. So it's all indoors. People don't have to worry about the weather.
With this Minnesota weather, you can't be too safe.
Well, that's right.
So it's all indoors. Plenty of room. Big screen TVs up there so you can watch and see the bands up close and personal. You know, come on and meet Molly B. I'd love to shake your hands and meet everybody, too.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a great time.
You know, Patty, folks don't know, you're kind of the best kept secret here. We all know Florian because he's been around the block now for a couple of years.
You're going to put me on the spot.
But we want to know a little bit about Patty.
A little bit about Patty.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You are Florian's daughter.
I am.
You fit in where? Are you the oldest, youngest, or in between?
I am the baby. Maybe and the only girl.
Oh, the only girl in the family.
That's
okay.
That's right. That's right. So, neat. I always tell people I was very shy growing up and nobody believes me.
Uh-huh.
So, but now I've come out of my shell and I'm making up for last time to have three older brothers. I never got a word in edgewise.
Okay. And your mission in life is to take care of dad, huh?
That's right. You know, I want to continue this polka music, this happy heritage of polka music. So that's my goal. And I want to make sure everybody has a great time. So I'm kind of took over the festival with my dad and put this all together. But I have three children, and they are very musically inclined.
And their names?
Telling you. Well, I have Nick. He's my oldest one, and he plays the concertina, the accordion, drums, and trumpet.
Uh-huh.
And I've got Lexi. She just graduated, as I said earlier to you. She graduated from Oklahoma City University, and she's an opera singer.
Okay.
See what polka music can do to you?
Yes.
And my youngest, my baby, she's 15 years old, Katie.
Uh-huh.
She plays the trumpet, the drums, and I tell you, she just loves to play with Grandpa anytime that she can. So they'll be there at the festival as well.
Awesome. We've heard Katie on some of the promos. We've heard her.
That's right.
And that's really special.
In fact, she surprised me. She heard me recording those in my basement, and she says, "Mom, I got a surprise for you." I said, "You do?" And I said, "Sure." And so she had recorded one of her little promos. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, Katie, that's so cute. We got to put that on the air." there.
Neat. That's awesome.
Because she started out when she was 3 years old.
Oh,
she
my goodness.
She made her first recording.
Wow.
And that's on the Another Generation. We'll have to play a song from there later
on. We'll do that. You bet.
Yeah, because she was 3 years old. And let me tell you, we have stories to tell from the studio recording that with her. And then now she's 15. So.
Well, speaking of another song, I think Dad is just itching to play one.
His fingers are just raring to go.
They're just twitching. So let her go, Florian.
Well,
what's it going to be?
I tell you what, a lot of people don't believe this, but this next song is an Italian polka.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called the Johnny's Polka.
There you go.
I guess I said that was Donnie's polka. It's TikTok polka.
TikTok polka.
He
there we
that one
go.
On me.
Well, guys, if we can take a quick break, we are sponsored here. We have a sponsored program. We're going to quick read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our wonderful sponsor, and we'll come back with you in just a moment and continue this. So, Si here with the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, where smiling faces, low prices await you. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Austrian brats. The Austrian brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the brat sale will be the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus organization. Come out and support the KCs while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. Have you started a Bratmeister card yet? Well, how they work is when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market and purchase vacuum-packaged packages of brats at the regular price, you get a punch on your card for every package you purchase. Now, purchase 10 packages, you collect 10 punches, and the 11th package is free. What a great way to try all of the many exciting flavors of brats available for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. And as always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Florian and Patty, you know how it works because you've been here before. For being our guest on the program, the St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, we put up a nice meat package. I have a small hand in doing that. And then we present that to you. In this case, we have it here for you to take along today.
I know. We're so excited.
Hope that
it.
You guys enjoy it in good health. How is that?
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You enjoy a brat or a hot dog once in a while?
Oh, I love it. In fact, I had a brat the other day, but it wasn't the same as this one.
All right. Well, good. We're happy to send that with you. Hope you guys enjoy it in good health.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You bet. So, Patty, what do you do besides music? Do you have a career also?
Do I have a career? Well, let me tell you, it takes a lot to put one of these events on.
So, oh, I'll bet.
That's one of the biggest ones. But I also do tours. So I run tours all across. We have 6 tours running this year.
Uh-huh.
It's called Shimmy Bell Tours.
Shimmy Bell Tours.
It's,
oh, good.
With me. See, I got Shimmy is half of my name and uh-huh. Bell is Michael's name. So it goes Shimmy Bell. We combine uh-huh. those names. So
well, nice.
We've got exciting tours going to Colorado, Mackinac Island, Mississippi River Cruise, Door County, New Orleans, and the Branson Christmas. We got 6 going this year. So you can also call me on that 612-597-8116.
Okay. Well, good.
But
good.
I said my full-time job is take... Can he hear me?
I think
it's
so.
Taking care of my dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what a wonderful guy to take care of, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Proud of
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, Florian, you've had a few good times over the years. Any special events that you can remember or think about that have stuck out in your mind playing that accordion?
Well, special events. I was thinking about the time we were on television out of Duluth.
Yeah.
And they come out with the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, when I saw that Chmielewski Funtime was beating National Football League, and we also beat Archie Bunker, the nation's number one show.
Oh, yeah, really?
That was back in
wow.
the 70s, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now,
so
that was something. Well, then, other than that, I think with the kids, we won 11 Minnesota Gold records at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And then we went on to Iron World. Patty
yeah, but we also did that Bahamian exchange for the Aquatennial, where we went out there to the Bahamas
uh-huh.
and taught them how to polka. So
really?
That was quite an experience.
I guess so. Yeah. Wow.
And then from there, we went into Iron World. We were there for about 20 years, and Patty got inducted into the Iron World Hall of Fame. I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and then in New Ulm, they called me, and they said, Florian Chmielewski, you're it this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
and what year was that?
In the Minnesota, 94, I think.
94, okay. Well, congratulations. Good
well,
for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, so now he's one ahead of me.
And now he's one up on you again.
Yeah. We're always competing with one another.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then when I got that call from New York, I thought to myself, what in the world is going on? They said, Florian, there were 168 members voting across the United States and Canada for a pioneer of music, and they have selected you as a person to represent the International Polka Association.
Hall of Fame, that's
wow.
right.
Hall of Fame at Buffalo, New York.
Yeah,
wow.
We did that. That was last year in September over Labor Day weekend.
Really?
So actually, darn it, he's got 2 on me.
2 on you,
two
all
on
right.
Me, so, boy, I better get working.
All right. Well, I think it's time for another tune. How about it?
This is an old-time favorite for everybody.
You
can sing along to K-Sera.
And I think this one's on one of your recordings, too, Patty.
Absolutely.
It is.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? And here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will there be rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? And I tell them tenderly. Everybody sing along. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Play it, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Sarai. What will be
Woo! Wonderful. Nice, nice work there. How many of those accordions have you wore out already, Florian?
Well, you know, there was a guy that finally went blind from Dayton, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And he made this accordion that I have right here.
Uh-huh.
And I bought four. It was called a Morbidoni.
Morbidoni.
And anyway, I bought four of them.
Oh, really?
I gave one to Patty's son, Nick.
Uh-huh.
And he plays with the Dr. Kalbasa band.
Uh-huh.
With accordion. And then I gave one to Florian Jr.
Okay.
And when I was not, I got sick a couple of weeks ago. I called up Junior in Minneapolis. And I said, "Hey, I got three jobs here. I can't play any of them because they said I had my potassium count was 8 instead of 4."
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So he took played that accordion. I'm telling you, it was really incredible.
Oh my
yes,
goodness!
Yes, we did the Florian Junior and Patty dynamic duo show. Yeah. We had to replace my dad there for the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, speaking of my brother, Junior, he's got three children, and he's got his oldest child, Tony. I can't even remember how old he is, but way back when he was 2 years old, he was on a show called PM Magazine, and he was known as the world's smallest drummer. So he was all out there on TV, and that was a great time. And he's going to have all three of his children, all his grandchildren out there. So we're going to have six generations out there.
You awesome.
Know, or I shouldn't say six generations. We're on our sixth generation.
Right.
So because this started back in the 1890s, the Shmuleskis. So.
Really? That's yep. that's how far back they go,
yeah,
the Shmuleskis?
Back, yeah, yeah.
Your folks
fact,
are ready?
It, yep. It was, my dad's it was my dad's grandfather, Frank, then my dad's father, Tony,
uh-huh.
and then my dad and his brothers,
yeah.
and my dad, now you're going to find out the common denominator here, and then my dad and his children,
uh-huh.
and my dad and his grandchildren, and my dad and his great-grandchildren.
Still,
see the common denominator there? My dad.
I think we should take a look in the back there. He must be like that ever-ready bunny.
He
I mean,
is.
He's got that ever-ready cell
right.
in there,
he
huh?
just recharged his batteries.
Oh,
it was fun. You know, I'll tell you, when I go out playing,
uh-huh.
my mission is just to make people smile.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you... people have always been told that if you smile and have a smile on your face and are happy, and if you laugh a lot,
yes,
you will live a healthier life.
You bet. Florian, I got to ask you, who are some of the other accordion players that you've looked up to over the years? I mean, some that made a memory for you.
Well, I played at Iron World with Myron Florin.
You did, with Myron.
Yeah.
Oh, you all did out the Hoos Fest out there with Myron as well.
Uh-huh.
Many times.
Okay.
Yeah, it was quite a deal because, you know, Myron got up there and he said, "My name is Myron Florin. I'm 100% Norwegian."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "My name is Florian Shmuleski, and I'm 100% Polish." And then I was thinking to myself, I don't know about playing with a Norwegian. Is this going to work? And so before I started playing, I look in his suitcase.
Uh-huh.
Myron Florin had some evidence in there he might be trying to get rid of me.
Oh.
Yeah. He had a bottle and it said on there, "Polish remover."
Yeah. Oh, very good. Oh.
I tell you, my dad's always got one up his sleeve.
He
and
is
Frankie
so
Yankovic,
sharp.
Man, how many times we played at Frankie Yankovic?
Did you really?
I'm going to tell you one more.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, I got a call one day from Hibbing, and this guy come up and he said, "Hey, Mr. Shmuleski, could I be on your television show in Duluth?" And I said, "Yeah, that's fine." I don't know who he was. I don't know anything about him. But I wanted everybody to have an opportunity
sure.
like we were having.
Yeah.
So anyway, he come up and played the show a couple of times with us. And he said his name was Bob Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Little did I realize that who was standing on stage playing on my show.
Later became?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
That's right.
Yeah. Worked with you guys.
That's
my
right.
goodness, and look where he went
before
to, too.
Yeah,
yes.
Before he came famous. So
oh, my
got
goodness.
Got a start on the Shmuleski Funtime Show.
Absolutely. Now, how long did that air?
Oh, we can't tell that.
Oh,
because that's
right.
our secret question.
Oh, that's right.
Don't tell.
Well, and you know what? We should be getting around to that. We're going to have one more song, and we'll get around to, we're going to give away, I've got an envelope here that Patty brought along that has two complimentary passes to the show this coming weekend.
And a $15 food coupon.
And a $15 food coupon.
$49 value.
Wow.
That's
and
right.
we're going to take a caller that knows the question to
yes.
the knows the answer to the question.
Yes, you almost gave it away, Si.
Which we're going to mention, but we've got a song coming first. So let's do it.
Let's
what do you got, Florian?
Happy Wanderer.
There you go.
Everybody get your dancing shoes on and it's time to polka. Well, I love to go out wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing with my knapsack on my back. Here we go.
Everybody wave to Patty.
When blackbirds come, so loud and sweet, from every green wood tree. Here we go. Valerie.
Valerie.
Oh, Valera.
Valero.
Valerie.
Valerie.
Valera. Valerie.
Valerie.
Valera.
Valera.
With my knapsack on my back. Hey.
Hey.
There we go. Great. Boy, Florian, I'll tell you what. I don't know how many more years you can do it, but you're just getting started, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people ask how old I am, and I never tell them, because what I say is that 45 years ago, I was only 44.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and then a lot of people get, I'll tell one more secret.
One more secret?
I'm somewhere
We're
between.
Revealing secrets?
Somewhere between 90 in 89.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
between? How can that
I screwed that one up.
Oh,
yes,
you did.
That's
all right.
Between 88 and 90. That's right.
Well, Patty, let's do this. We're going to give this thing away here. And so we need to know. Tell them what it is.
The question. When you call in, we're going to ask you, Si's going to ask you, I mean, you have to answer to this question. How many years was the Shemileski Funtime Polka Show on the air? And we're going to give you a little hint.
Okay.
It's between 25 and 35 years. So you got to get the correct answer to get that package. So
All
let
right.
the phone start ringing.
And it is. So let's go to the phone line and see who we have on the line. Good morning or good afternoon. You're on KASM. Do you have a guess for us?
I'm guessing 34.
Wow. Do you have an inside information or what? You nailed it right on the head, the very first caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Who do we have on the line?
Paul Rademacher.
Paul Rademacher. All right, Paul. And are you able to go to the event this coming weekend?
When does it start?
It's going to be on Friday, May 20th, Saturday or Sunday. So it's good for one of those days for two people. That'll work for you, and you need to come by the station and pick it up. So, we'll set that aside in your name. And where's Paul from? The town.
Freeport.
Okay, I'll put your name on.
Oh, my goodness, we made that way too easy.
Yes, we'll put that on. Well, very good, Paul. We appreciate you calling in. You nailed it right on the nose. Yes,
yeah,
the Shemileski.
All their good music, too.
You do? Okay. The show did air for 34 years for folks listening in. So are you old enough to have watched it, Paul?
Yes, I was.
Oh, so you did see the Shemileski show on TV back in the days then?
Yeah, they were a really awesome band. It was just a thrill to hear them every week.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate it, Paul. And stop by the station sometime this week and pick up those certificates. They're yours for free.
Okay. God bless.
You bet. Thank you. And there he goes. Paul Rademacher of Freeport picking up that.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
That was too easy.
Yeah, I thought sure we were going to take a dozen calls before they'd get it, huh? All right. Well, our time is running short. Patty, let's recap. Tell us again the Polka Fest, the details and everything
for
folks.
The Polka Fest. It's May 20th to the 22nd at the Grand Casino Hankley in their Grand Ballroom. All weekend long, you've got Alaska Polka Chips, Bill Conker Band, Eddie Carosa Jr., the Shemileskis, Craig Ebel and Diversico, Carl and the Country Dutchman, the Singing Sylvains, Spotlight Polka Band, Leon Olson Show, and of course, we've got Molly B headlining the event all 3 days. So all you need to do is get your tickets right there at the door for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday. And don't forget about that Sunday worship service.
Well, I was thinking about that, Patty, because Father Frank Perkovich actually was wondering whether or not polkas were acceptable for the church services.
Uh-huh.
So he went to Rome.
He did.
Yes, he did. And he played with the band.
Mm-hmm.
In the audience was Pope John Paul II.
He did.
Yep. And then when they got done, he went to the Pope and he said, "What do you think?" And the Pope, he was Polish, he said, "Very good, very good, very good." So he's been playing them since. He's been all around the country.
And we have, I don't have it handy, but we do have a CD or a recording by Father Frank Perkovich. And one of the songs that he played was Hail Mary, Beloved...
Beloved Mother.
Beloved Mother. There we go.
Seretz Kamatko.
There. Yeah, you say that so well. Easy for you. Oh, my mouth is all twisted up. Do you do that one?
Oh, yeah.
You
we
do.
Yeah,
give us about 10 measures of it. How's that?
Seretz Kamatko, opiekunko ludzi, nek ciepło serca, tyle to się babuzi, wygnacę Ewy, tu ciebie wołam mi, śmiły się, śmiły, nek się nie tula. There you go.
And you do Polish as well?
In Polish as well.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. Wow. Folks have got to come out and see you guys. It's just, it's a great time.
It's going to be a fun weekend, I
absolutely.
Tell you. And who doesn't like something for free with all those door prizes we're going to give away?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wrap up this edition right now. Again, 153, that's the number it is today that we've been doing this program. I don't remember which one it was a year ago, but you were back there around number, 90 or 90. 95 or something like that. So, well, actually, it would have been in the hundreds. It would have been less than 52, so probably about 110 or something. But
yeah.
Great to have you guys back. It's been really good. And we're going to start our theme right now, and we'll come back. You guys are hanging around for a little bit, so we're going to have you in on our musical treat in just a few moments. So, folks, don't go away. We've got more to come.